Voting rights groups argue purging names so close to an election might not leave much time to correct mistakes. Florida Department of State spokesman Chris Cate says they will still try despite Florida's primary election being about a month away.
It's possible we may be able to remove some ineligible voters in time for the August primary, but the bulk of the work will probably be done in the upcoming months, which would be much more beneficial to the general election in November and subsequent elections after that.
The state's initial purge included people who were actually citizens, but they contend gaining access to the federal SAVE database is the most accurate way to verify the status of potential non-citizens. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tramell Gomes.